Justin Flick back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter, talking Holton boys basketball. Wildcats at 1-9 on the guys side as well, with games against Silver Lake and Sabetha since last we've spoke. Let's go back to last Friday. Coach, Silver Lake, a rematch, a team that, man, seems to be kind of firing on all cylinders right now, and at times did some things better, especially maybe defensively at times in that game. But what was kind of the biggest difference, your takeaways from Friday's rematch with the Eagles?
Well, Silver Lake, you know, we tried to have a different game plan against them, you know, because Dane Johnson, you know, he's one of the premier marquee players in the state, you know, all classes, in my opinion. He's just an all-around player. And, you know, we came out in our version of a box and one just to try to contain him. You know, a player like that, you're not going to stop him, but you got to try and contain him the best you can. And, you know, for about a quarter and a half, I thought we did really well on him. You know, he only had 3 points the first quarter. And you could tell he's getting a little frustrated, but just like any good team, you know, they make adjustments, and, you know, they made those adjustments, and he started scoring on the block, even being double-teamed and sometimes triple-teamed. And, you know, and eventually, you know, as the game wore on, we just kind of ran out of gas late in the second half. And, you know, the team that they're, like you said, they're clicking on all cylinders, and they're just, they're making a run. And if they continue to peak at the right time, they're going to be a tough team to beat come postseason.
Well, the Sabetha on Tuesday, I feel like that final score was a little bit deceiving. I felt like the game was kind of a 10 to 15 point game through a lot of it, and kind of ballooned there in the fourth quarter a little bit. But I know rebounding continues to be, you know, a big thing, and I felt like maybe that was one of the biggest differences last night, is just continuing to get better team rebounding is probably one of the biggest differences right now.
Oh yeah, that was the hugest, you know, huge part of the game last night. And, you know, my assistant coaches did a good job of, you know, and scouting and preparing, and we talked about how physical this might have been the most physical game we've played all year, just because that's the nature of Sabetha kids, and, you know, the expectation to compete hard and win at everything that they do. And that was what we guarded against, and, you know, we didn't handle it collectively very well. That was probably my biggest disappointment, is, you know, that we did have the game close and it was fine, and then, you know, there was like one possession where they got four offensive rebounds in a row, and we're just kind of standing around watching, and that's where it started to balloon. And, you know, we cleared the bench and put younger guys in by the time the game was out of reach anyway, and that was my biggest disappointment, is collectively we just kind of backed off from the physicality of the game as the game wore on. And, you know, it doesn't matter your size or your age, but it kind of matters with your heart or how hard you want to fight to close out a possession and give us another chance to shoot the basketball, and we didn't do that very well last night.
As we look ahead, you'll be in a new tournament this year. We'll talk more about the Valley Falls tournament that the guys are in next week, as we'll have games going on at Valley Falls against some different competition. But I wanted to ask you about this Friday. Nemaw Central, similar to Silver Lake, it's another rematch, but this time you get the game at home. And, you know, I felt like that was a fairly close game. It was maybe one of your better defensive games, too. I think you held Nemaw to 53 the first time around. So what things are you looking at here the next couple days and trying to get some momentum back, especially on your home court in this rematch with the Thunder?
Yeah, you know, and my assistant coach Trey Alexander, you know, he, after the game we played Nemaw at their place the first time, he said, I'll be honest, he said, Nemaw's not 20 points better than you guys. And, you know, and that kind of tells the tale, like you said, it was a defensive game, and I thought we shot the ball very well the first time we played them. We just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole. And, you know, hopefully we realize that we can compete with anybody, and it just comes down to the little things have been the biggest issues with us. You know, the unforced turnovers, the rebounding, the easy shots. You know, we're getting to the foul line pretty well. You know, I didn't realize Corbin Fox was 9-for-9 last night against Sabetha from the free throw line. And, you know, we're doing those things, but the little things, the little mistakes that we're not doing, of course, turn into the big picture, and that's what's holding us from being in the game late and having a chance to possibly squeeze out another one. But Nemaw is another tough matchup. I think we can play them very well. You know, they're not the conventional Nemaw they've been the last several years, but, you know, we'll give them a run and see what we can do and compete hard, and hopefully we can get us a win and get us some momentum going in the next week.
You bet. Yeah, I think there's going to be multiple opportunities for some wins here over the next couple of weeks, for sure, if the guys keep playing hard and competing like they have.
Yeah.
So best of luck. We'll talk more during the tournament next week, Coach. Appreciate your time as always.
You bet. Sounds good.
Marco Hunter, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Medical Pharmacy, my community health care system, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.